Every year around the holidays, thousands of people all over the country take part in a community science project called the Christmas Bird Count. It's run by the National Audubon Society, and it relies on volunteers to record every bird they see or hear within a set 15-mile circle over 24 hours. Scientists use the data to track how different species are doing. As Vermont Public's Lexi Krupp reports, Woodstock's Christmas Bird Count has been organized by the same volunteer for the past 50 years.
About 20 people gathered in a church in Woodstock in late December as it got dark. They'd spent the day walking and driving and looking out kitchen windows, searching for birds. In a big circle that covers most of Woodstock and Bridgewater and parts of Plymouth and Killington.
How we usually do this is to go around to all of our groups, find out how many birds people saw, and then we go through our list species by species.
Sally Laughlin started organizing the Christmas bird count here 50 years ago. She talked about those early days by phone.
I knew to begin with that after the count, we needed to have a nice time to get together and have supper. So some counts just go home and then they do it from the written forms, but not nearly as much fun if everybody together.
And she's still organizing the event. These days, the count is something of a reunion, like for T. McLean and Kyle Jones of Stratford.
Yeah, we like the bird geeks.
Some of us, we run into each other frequently, and others, this is the only time in the year that we see each other.
Kyle has been doing Christmas bird counts since he was a teenager.
I always want to be doing at least one bird count. Usually I do more. This year might be a one bird count year.
Why? It's fun. That's why I started in the first place. It's a great source of enjoyment. And it still is. I mean, it's a little more difficult at this point. But
Ed Hack has been part of the Woodstock count since its beginning. He helped draw the original circle using USGS maps and a string. A lot has changed since then. No more sending letters to coordinate volunteers. There are fewer bird feeders in the villages, more seasonal homes. Some of the birds are different too. Fewer black ducks and evening grosbeaks, more tufted titmice and Carolina wrens. As the original birders have gotten older, they're adapting, like for Ed.
It's a little upsetting. I can't do it like I like to do, but that's the name of the game. You know, things happen. This works well for me, though, because I can do it from the car or a roadside or from my kitchen window.
And there are some new faces, like Holly Henderson of Queechee. She brought her husband and two young kids this year.
My plan is for this to be our family's Christmas tradition. We're going to be probably permanent residents in this area for the rest of our lives. So we'll be doing it for decades, I hope.
Sally Laughlin won't be leading the event in the decades to come. She's retiring after this year. The group celebrated her with a card and a cake.
An amazing person.
It was decorated with a picture of Sally working at a desk with a baby owl sitting on her lap. She raised the bird while she ran a nonprofit in town, the Vermont Institute of Natural Science, or VINS. And while Sally won't be running the show next year, the turkey dinner will remain.
Everybody sit down and introduce yourselves. We've got a lot of people here who haven't been here before.
And so will the bird business at the end of the evening.
Black cat chickadee.
37.
Go. 31.
113.
For Vermont Public, I'm Lexi Krupp.
120.
I know, I remember. I added it.